been abolished by now, Lola pointed out to them. The information printed on the newspaper showed a portion of the states in the South were still slave states. This sparked Lola's curiosity as she flipped through the book and found a person by the name of James Fortin. Listen to this, you guys. September 2nd, 1766, James Fortin was born free. He had two other siblings. However, James' birth would not have been possible if it wasn't for his grandfather, who had himself freed from slavery. While only 14 years old, James joined a privateer while the Revolutionary War was going on, Lola read. Fun fact, he joined the Navy technically as a seventh grader. Mason pointed out, it wasn't all fun and games. In fact, the vessel he was on was apprehended by the British, and there was a possibility James was going to be branded as a slave, and the prison was just as harsh, Kevin added. Luckily for him and for us, he was let go and eventually down the road joined a merchant crew, which by 1970 he signed on for an apprenticeship position with a